We're going to talk about the lads. We're going to talk about Wrexham. We're going to talk Ryan Reynolds, Macclehead, you name it. We're going to talk about it, all right? I was nervous for the game. Genuinely nervous. Felt a little bit rusty.
How were the hands?
It felt like they'd been sewn on the wrong way, honestly. But as I was walking out through the tunnel, Ryan Reynolds was walking back in straight away. He just came up to me and he went, Fuzzy.
But Ryan Reynolds said you're a freaking ledge as well,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did exactly that. I was trying to shout and talk to my players. My voice just didn't seem as loud. It's like my voice has like deteriorated. Saw Rob McElhenney and he said, "Yeah, fantastic. We need to get promoted. We'll get promoted. We'll do this." And he was like, "And then what are you doing next season?"
I love that.
I'm like, I don't know. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fozcast. As you can see, I've still got a massive smile on my face. It has been the busiest last few days. I will not lie. It's been a bit of a whirlwind. I've unretired. I've made it back as a footballer. And I've even made my debut for Wrexham FC. We're going to do a podcast today, basically discussing everything about it. Like I say, made my debut on Saturday. Fantastic 3-0 win. We're going to talk about the lads. We're going to talk about Wrexham. We're going to talk Ryan Reynolds. Macclehead, you name it, we're going to talk about it, all right? We're going to break it down and let you know exactly what goes on behind the scenes at Wrexham AFC. So much so, it's been that busy that we haven't even really spoke about much yet,
have we? Not really, mate. It's been such a busy few days that we've had the odd conversation. I saw you at the game after the game briefly, but I've got a million questions.
Good.
And normally when we do a podcast, I ask you questions that I kind of know the answer to already.
Yeah.
But not today.
Do you know what, right? So, first and foremost, I just want to talk about the game on Saturday.
Just quickly, I bought you a present.
Oh, you bought me a Wrexham Lager. Have a look at this. I can't drink this, by the way. Do you know that I am a current serving professional footballer? So you can have that, mate.
Slider over here, mate.
I'll save it for another 5 weeks and then I'll have a few
Hopefully
more with
we'll
you.
Have a bit of something on ice, won't we?
There you go. Boom. I just want to talk about... first of all, I want to talk about the game, okay? A 3-0 win. Fantastic performance by the lads. Fantastic result. The owners were there. It was brilliant to be back. It was absolutely brilliant. I will not lie to you. I was nervous before the game. Genuinely nervous.
You didn't say you were.
No. Well, you know, I will always try and play it cool and try and play it down and, you know, not merely try and make too much of a deal of it. But I was nervous because I think when you've had that long away from the game, 10 months of genuinely thinking, oh, I'm done. I've never got to worry about another match day, never got to worry about training. You kind of just fall into this, yeah, fine, not even a... And then all of a sudden, you're asked to go and perform. And I had 2 days of training, right? So I trained Thursday. I felt a little bit rusty on Thursday, I won't lie. I felt a little bit rusty.
Did you? How were the hands?
It felt like they'd been sewn on the wrong way. Honestly, they were a bit all over the shop. I just felt everything. My moving around the goal just felt a little bit off. I got home Thursday night and I thought, oh, I'm going to be stiff tonight. I'm going to be stiff tomorrow morning when I wake up.
You got home late. You'd already... Tell us, because this is quite a funny story, isn't it? So at that point, Thursday afternoon, you'd not spoken to Rob, you'd not spoken to Ryan.
Yeah.
And then you'd already committed to do Mark Goldbridge's United Stand Live.
He's doing a live tour. He was doing a live tour. So one of the shows was in Manchester, which isn't actually a million miles away from Wrexham. It's about an hour in the car. So I'd already committed to doing it and I didn't want to let Mark down. So went over to Manchester, checked myself into the hotel. The event thing, the live show started about 8 o'clock at night. So I was just sitting in what they call like the green room, you know, the bit where you're just sort of chilling and waiting to go on. So me, Mark's manager, and there was another couple of people in there. And we're just having a chat. We've got about 15 minutes left to go. And my phone starts ringing. So I pick it up and it says Beverly Hills. It's plus, I ain't got a clue what it was, plus four, all these mad numbers. But underneath it says Beverly Hills, USA. And I looked at it and I looked at them and I went, Beverly Hills, it's Beverly Hills. I think it's him. And they're going, oh. So I've answered the phone. Hello, Ben, it's Ryan Reynolds. And I was going, oh my God. So I've straight away gone, hiya, Ryan. So then you've got Mark Goldbridge, you've got these other guys all going, hey, man, giving it all the big and like that.
I bet but Goldbridge was peppering you, weren't he?
Oh, he was peppering it. He was hot. He was like, he was going, bleh, bleh, you're making me sick. And I'm just getting, do on you lot. I was just having a chat with him. He was brilliant, honestly. He was so, so cool. He started by saying, listen, I've got to say, mate, I am so thankful for you doing this. I am absolutely buzzing you here. He said, I've woken up. Obviously, they're 8 hours behind on the West Coast over there. He says, I've woken up to so many text messages, so many tweets, so many Instagram, this. And it's all positive. And I'm so happy and I'm so thankful. So, like, welcome on board. We're there on Saturday. I can't wait to meet you. We'll have a nice chat and then at the game. But, you know, basically, welcome to Wrexham. And then earlier in the day as well, Rob McElhenney had already rung me as well. Same thing. It was a Los Angeles number. So I'm like, ooh, here we go. Rob, again, he's just so, he's so cool, man. You can see how much it means to him. You can tell this is in his soul. Yeah. Genuinely, you can tell this is in his soul. Like, this means a big deal to him. He wears it on his sleeve. And he's just talking me through, like, games that they might have drawn, all this going forward, what he wants to do, this and that, and where he wants to get with the club. And I'm like, mate, this is class. I want to be a part of helping you get there as well. So that was very cool. So, yeah, so... So did that on the Thursday.
Did the lads know, sorry, Ben, did the lads know you were joining the club? Because I went to the match on Saturday and there was a young Australian goalkeeper I was chatting to, Kai.
Kai.
And he said he went into training Thursday. He said he kind of was sat down, looked up, and you were there.
Yeah.
And he said, he was like, what the fuck? He just didn't know and he couldn't wrap his head around
Kai's
it.
Kai's funny. Kai's an Aussie, right? So he's 20, I think 20 or 21, Kai is, goalkeeper. And he is just a lovely lad. So he's that age anyway, where he obviously watches all our Fozcasts. He watches the Cycling GK. So I've sort of walked in and he's looked at me and he's gone, oh my God. Oh my God. And he was genuinely flustered. Like, he didn't know what to do with himself. He was genuinely flustered. He went, this is surreal. I can't believe it. You're here. Like, you've signed. You're here. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I've signed. Like, and he was so buzzing. Anyway, sorry, going back to, yeah. So, yeah. So the I think there was a few of the lads knew I was signing. It was a bit, there was obviously the rumor mill was going a little bit. But I've got to say, I walked in there on Thursday and everyone was so, so cool, mate. Honestly, it was wicked. I honestly, after finishing training on Friday, it felt like I'd been there for 6 weeks already.
Really?
That's seamless, mate. Yeah, I just settled right in, got on with everybody so well, telling stories, talking about this. Oh, you know, we're minor, we're, you know, that's how
and
it goes.
I bet you, like, with the greatest respect, they're National League. So if you were to walk in any other National League team, you might recognise one or two faces. Yeah. But you've watched the documentary, so you probably knew most of the faces.
Exactly that, yeah. So I knew most of the faces, knew their characters. But it's always, you always have that bit of nerves. You know what I mean? If you try and walk yourself into a room of 25 blokes that you've not really met before, you don't really know much of, it's a daunting prospect, mate. You start a new job. If you start a new job and you're working in an office with a load of people, you're automatically a bit, I hope it goes well. You know what I mean? I hope my first day at school goes well.
This is one thing I was going to ask you then. So on day one, you've not only got all the lads, all the staff, the gaffer, you've got Ryan and Rob calling you. On day one, when you walk through the door, are all the crew there then from Disney?
Exactly that.
How
many? The
crew
are there. So you've got, you've got the main guy with the main camera, and it's a big bad boy. Like, if you think we've got some nice cameras here at the Fozcast, they are double, treble, quadruple expensive. They are proper bad boys, right? Like, proper, it's like attached to him. It's like a frame is built around this guy and he's wearing it and stuff. And then he's got like a couple people behind him. He's got another guy sort of like pointing him and directing him and stuff. But the camera is just so massive, you just can't miss it. You see it and you're thinking, oh, wow. But the lads are so just at ease with it. They're so used to it. It's nothing. Like, I walked in, I'm going, it's a little bit weird, isn't it? And they're like, well, you just get used to it.
Because they filmed you, I saw most of the stuff really on social media and stuff. So they were filming you
everything,
physically signing the contract.
Absolutely everything.
Did that affect you, like the way you would behave almost, or were you a little bit more apprehensive? And then with this whole wider story and narrative, did it make you any more nervous?
No, not at all. That's not even a thing for me, to be fair. I think because I'm normally the guy walking around with the camera trying to film people.
slightly smaller one,
my GoPro in my hand. It's just a normal occurrence for me, so it didn't bother me one little bit. But it's fair play to the lads. They just get on with it, you know. And that camera has access to everything. I mean everything.
Changing rooms.
Changing rooms, everything. So even on the match day, on the Saturday, the camera is there when you arrive. So say we had to be there for about 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. they're there, ready, waiting in the changing rooms, waiting in the tunnel, waiting for people to arrive, getting all the sort of fanfare and stuff. So I had them sort of videoing me, sort of signing autographs and saying hello to people, taking pictures. And then they'd follow me into the changing rooms. And then they're just in the changing rooms then. They're there watching everything. Even when we've finished our warm-up and we're getting ready to go out and the manager's doing his team talk before the game, you know, come on, lads, we start quick, we do this, we do that. They're there filming. At halftime, you come in. They're following people up through the tunnel and then they're in the changing rooms. But it is incredible how you just, you don't really pay any attention to it. It's fine. It's not a problem. The lads are so used to it. It is what it is. Okay, sorry, I'm getting all sidetracked again as usual. But so Thursday night, I was a bit worried I was going to be stiff from one day of training. Woke up Friday, incredible. Feel fine, absolutely fine.
Really?
No stiffness, no DOMS, no, just absolutely fine. Genuinely fine. So I'm thinking, okay, that's nice. Don't get me wrong. Like I say, I've been keeping myself fit. I've been doing a bit of running. I've been playing an awful lot of golf.
But throwing yourself on the ground is different,
it's
right?
A totally different ball game, it is. It's completely different. So that's the bit that surprised me. So went into training Friday. I was like, yeah, boom, good to go. Fair play to the gaffer, Phil Parkinson. Even on Friday, he pulled me into his office and he went, Are you good to go? Like, genuinely, do you want to play tomorrow? And I went, of course I want to play. Like, I'm not that guy who wants to wait and make sure everything's perfect. Just throw me in, I'll be absolutely fine. And he was like, how's your body feeling today? I was like, mate, I ain't even surprised myself here. I'm feeling really, really good. He went, perfect. He goes, you're in. Sweet as a nut, we're good to go. I was like, yeah, boom.
He said, sweet as a nut, we're good to
Phil
go.
Phil Parkinson's the man, mate. In his own words, he said that, all right? But yeah. Phil Parkinson's the man, genuinely.
I bet Ryan Reynolds said you're a freaking ledge as well.
Yeah,
didn't he
did exactly that. Ryan Reynolds will say that. But Phil Parkinson is brilliant. I've only got good things to say about him. Just a real nice human being, gentle, sort of down to earth. But you know, as a manager, he's got it in him to give you a bit. If somebody needs to be given it, a rocket up the arse, he will give it to them.
Well, you've seen that. I've seen the documentary and you can see both sides.
Yeah,
of him,
for sure. You have
but
to have
he
that.
He just seems absolutely proper, doesn't
he? He's top, mate. He and is then, absolutely
so,
top.
So Friday, what were you doing? Like, because you had quite a bit of media commitments as yeah. well. So obviously, firstly, you're training and preparing for a match. But then outside of that, interviews, Disney.
No, so this is the thing. On a Friday, they will always try and leave that. I did all the interviews the day before, finished training on Thursday. And that was when you do all the interviews, all the press conferences, you do everything. And it took a while. It took a good best part of about 2 hours, really. But it's fine. It is what it is. You're a new signing. You've got to do that sort of stuff. By the way, I had a medical as well. I had a medical in the morning, which took about 35 seconds. It was incredible. Sat down with the physio and he went, right, how are you? And I went, I'm all right. I'm sweet as a nut. And he goes, any sort of injuries that are giving you any niggle or anything? I went, nope, absolutely fine, to be honest with you. Like, I feel
only my golfer's elbow.
Yeah, I said, I've been mullering golf. I've got bloody golfer's elbow there, kills. I said, but funnily enough, it doesn't hurt when I'm trying to. And he was like, perfect. He was like, any this, any that, health worries? I was like, no, mate, I'm absolutely fine. You know what I mean? He looked at me and he went, can you just weigh yourself? I weighed myself, looked at it, and he went, is that about normal? I went, yeah, that's normal. That's exactly what I am. That's always what I've been. I'm always 92, 93 kilo. I said, and I'll always be one or the other or in between. And he was like, perfect. He went, anything you need? I went, nope. And he went, sweet as a nut, that will do, golden.
And so because obviously Wrexham, you're used to Watford, where you will stay in a hotel the night before a home game yep. and the night before an away game.
Oh, yeah.
So how nice was it that you get to go home and you know, sleep in your own environment?
It is so good. There is so much to be said for that, you know, just going home, relaxing, shutting off. You can have a nice night chilled in front of the sofa, in front of the telly, wake up, have a little lie in if you want. Because even, you know, when you stay in a hotel with a team, so when we were staying in the hotel with Watford, you would have to go down for breakfast by 9 o'clock. You had to be down there by 9 o'clock to eat a breakfast. But I was staying at home and I'm just like, no, I'm going to have a lie-in. I'm having a lie-in because I've had a busy few days. So didn't get out of bed until about 10 o'clock in the morning, which
really?
Is just like the first time I've done that in, oh, mate.
Long time.
Oh, years, genuinely years. I'm like, sod it, I need it. I'm tired. So I had a nice little lie-in, woke up, bit of Brecco, whatever I want to have.
What did you have?
I think I just had porridge. I had porridge and ready Breck mixed in.
Oh, okay.
Mixed in together. Because I like the way Ready Brett makes it a paste, if you know what I mean. It makes it pasty. Okay. Bit of fruit in there and stuff. I think I had a piece of toast with some Marmite on. But other than that, boom, like that'll do me. Yeah, so then made my way to the stadium and it was very busy. it was very, very busy. There's a lot of fans there waiting, and I had to, obviously, as a new player, nobody's got my autograph yet. Nobody's had a picture with me yet. So there was probably the best part of a couple hundred pictures. And
so what time did you get there? So it's 3 o'clock kickoff.
3 o'clock kickoff. I got there for about 1 o'clock, maybe just before one. You have to be there for 1:30. I got there for about maybe 1:45, I'd say. Quarter to one. Yeah, quarter to one.
So even like 2.25 hours... There's a lot of people there.
Oh yeah, a lot of people there. They know that's when the players arrive.
And obviously when Ryan and Rob are in town, yeah. I'm guessing
it's a little bit busier. It's going to be a little bit busier again. So yeah, that was it. A lot of people. This is something we need to talk about as well. Is because a lot of people have asked if the GoPro and the goal is going to be back. And it is back, baby. It was in the goal on Saturday. I did a whole match day vlog as I normally do. Started on the Friday, the day before. Goes into the Saturday, show you all the behind the scenes stuff. Like I say, put it in the goal in the actual match. It's fantastic.
It's everything that I think we probably ever wanted from a match day vlog. Yeah. So obviously you don't want to take the piss and be with the lads and everything like that, but you're able to go in the changing room. Yeah. You're able to put the GoPro in the goal.
Mate, how good were Wrexham with you? Because you're used to going to stadiums and you'll film a bit of fan sort of footage and reaction and stuff.
Even like when I used to come to the match day vlogs, I'd get a bit of like speak to some fans, maybe get a prediction, getting a bit of B-roll and also getting a bit of reaction when the team score.
Yeah.
So you want to get seeing all the fans going mad because it adds to the match day vlog, right?
Yeah, of course it does, yeah.
And like I've been places before, I had to start using my phone because I would take a GoPro in and... I remember Leeds away.
Oh, Stewards.
Yeah.
Stewards run it, innit?
Leeds away. I remember getting pelters from that and I was like trying to film it on the sly and that. But on Saturday, I went to walk around the stadium. So I went with Kate, with your wife and my lads. So I walked around the stadium. There was a bit that was like fenced off and I was like, I just wanted to go. So I said to the guy, listen, can I go up there and do a bit of filming? I'm with Ben. And he was like, I can't let you through. He said, but just go and see the media team. Walked in. Hi, Tom. I said, I just want to go.
Oh, they know you.
Guy knew me. And he was like, hi, Tom.
Did you fail big time then, did you?
No,
yes,
no.
You did. You say you bowled in there and they basically rolled the red carpet out is what you said.
Not quite.
But you got a nice pass, shiny pass with access all areas.
I got a very nice welcome.
Incredible. Love this.
And I said, I want to go up there and do a bit of filming. And they went, here you go. Here's this media pass. Do what you need.
Do what you need. Yeah.
So I was before the game on the side of the pitch.
Yeah. You were talking to Kai again, weren't you?
I was talking to Kai, and talking to the York goalie.
Yeah, Ethan Ross. Yeah, getting like match predictions and stuff. And it's just, that's how it is. They're so used to being cameramen around and access and content and they're open to everything, aren't they?
I think that's the thing. It's one thing being used to having cameras and crew around all the time. But it's the approach from the top, from the ownership, all the way down. And it's like, they embrace it and going, right, well, we've got a Premier League goalkeeper. So on the pitch, that's taken care of.
Yeah.
Touch wood. And then let's look at we want to grow this club.
Yeah, of course.
We want to grow its social media following. Yeah. And actually, why don't we embrace it?
It's incredible,
like,
isn't it?
Can you imagine, like, I can say it, like, if Watford had that approach.
Oh, wow.
Like, just the difference it would make.
I know.
But Wrexham are absolutely all over it. And why not? People want to see behind the scenes.
They do.
They want to see, like, you always said, like, in the early days, a peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's
that.
No harm in it, is there?
Well, the match day vlog is a banger because it's actually going, we're recording this on Monday, this podcast right now.
27th,
Like I said, I played the game 2 days ago. The match day vlog is going out on the Cycling GK channel about now. No. Oh, in 20 minutes. It's going out in 20 minutes. So we've all seen it already.
We'll link it below.
It is a banger. The GoPro and the goal is back first and foremost, but it's all the other bits and bobs, the behind the scenes. And they're only going to get bigger and better as well. You know, we've got some big games coming up, away days. I'll get to show you so much more stuff. So yeah, it's good. It is very, very good to have the GoPro and the goal back. I do enjoy doing them videos.
Yeah, it's class. And on match day, let's just go back to match day for a minute. So because you've not been playing for so long and you're into a new club, tell me about, because you've always had quite a specific goalkeeping, like warm-up
yeah.
like a routine.
Yeah, yeah.
So how does that work? Do you just have a chat with the GK coach?
Yeah, the goal coach. So basically, the goalie coach is a guy called Aidan Davison. He's 54 years old. He's an ex-pro himself. He's played the game for the best part of 20 years. But he is a proper old school goalie coach. He's class. He's very much like... You tell me what you need and we'll do it, mate. That's all you need to worry about. Big and he'll call you because he's from up north. But he's class. He was just, so we did training. He was like, what do you want to do in training? I was like, mate, just get me diving around a little bit. I said, nothing too much, but I just need it sharp. I need it short and sharp. Because, so like I say, on Friday, the training session I did on Friday, the day before the game, I felt a million. Honestly, I felt sharp. I felt like my feet were good. Footwork was class. My hands were clean. Everything felt a bit, honestly, just a bit like normal, really. And I'm thinking, wow, that's like a day. Being retired for 10 months and then a day it's taken me to feel normal again. I was like buzzing, so buzzing. So then I knew in my head, I was thinking like, yeah, cool, I'm going to be ready for this tomorrow. So end of training on Friday, the goalie coach just grabs me and goes, right, listen, we'll talk about it tomorrow, but anything weird and wonderful in your warm-up that you want to do? And I'm like, nah, basic, mate, like 10 volleys, 10 half volleys, 10 off the deck, 10 from the edge of the area, a few dippers, stick me a few crosses in, a few angled shots. I said, literally that, doddle, bit of kicking. He's like, yep, sweet as a nut, not a problem. Got to the game on Saturday. Like I said, those nerves a little bit there still, because even though I'm fully, not, I wouldn't say I'm fully, but I'm sure I can do it. I know I can do it. I know I can play a game of football at to a high level, but you still want to do well. You don't. You still want to do well. Like, mistakes do happen in games, and you never want to get off to a bad start and make a mistake.
That's going
to
happen at any level. Oh, it doesn't matter, sure, if yeah. it's Premier League or National yeah. League. If you shank the odd, that's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, for
the
sure.
One, do you know the one thing I was a little bit apprehensive was about? Now, tell me if I needed to be or not. But having not played for that long, I was a little bit concerned, thinking that repetitiveness of lumping the ball.
Oh, kicking.
Kicking yeah. the ball long. Yeah. I thought, if you're going to have a problem with your body,
yeah, it'll be that.
It might be kicking related.
Yeah, but that has caused the most soreness. So, like I say, I wasn't particularly sore after the game. My left thigh a little bit, my left groin a little bit, but both of my glutes, my bums, honestly, my bum were killing. Like, I don't know, I do know why, because it's obviously from the kicking. Because you got to think, every kick that I did was pretty much full pout.
Yeah,
full blast. So you're giving it everything you got.
You clipped a few into the heart. You clipped a few nice little ones there,
yeah,
mate.
A few nice ones. But then, you know, you are, like, we've got some big lads up front. So if I'm hitting it onto Ollie Palmer or Sam Dalby when he comes on, like, I need to hit it well into their half. So I was lumping it. So, but no, everything was great. Do you know one thing I did notice that I thought was a little bit funny? I was trying to shout and talk to my players, my voice just didn't seem as loud. It's like my voice has like deteriorated. I swear, I was shouting and I'm thinking, no one can hear you.
Mate, you need to shout more at the kids then.
Mate, to be fair, there were 10,000 fans there, yeah? There were 10,500 fans on a Saturday afternoon, yeah? In the National League. There's no country in the world that could copy that or beat that. There's And then on the Sunday as well, the women's team had a match. They had 9,500 fans. 9,500 fans at Wrexham Women's on a Sunday afternoon is ridiculous.
That's like not far off Bournemouth's attendance in the Premier League.
Home performance. That's what I mean. This club is going somewhere, mate.
Do you know
honestly,
what?
It is.
I sat there and it's been a long time, and like, I've followed you up and down the country over the years, and I love it when you sign for a new club, and I love going to those first few games because as a fan, I learn. Oh, what's this player all about? What's that player all about? And I said to Kate, just before the game, I turned around to her and I just said, this is tier 5.
Yeah, it's bonkers, isn't it?
Listen to the racket.
The racket, the roar, everything.
It was, my mate, honestly.
The atmosphere was, what was it like from a fan's perspective?
Because,
like I say, you've been to some big football stadiums, you've seen what it's like being a football fan in them stadiums. And there's times where I know for a fact you've come back and gone, didn't really enjoy that.
Yeah.
Didn't really enjoy that. But what was it like on Saturday?
I don't know whether it's because it's fifth tier that the atmosphere just felt lovely.
Really?
And there was a bit of banter and the usual kind of songs. You were getting the York fans, weren't you?
The York fans were brilliant, to be fair. And like, even the York fans, there were probably, what, best part of 1,000?
Oh,
there were probably 1,000 York
there's
fans travel down. And even when I was doing my warm-up, I was getting the, shove your GoPro at your
ass.
But
you love that. That's
love
football,
that.
Right?
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
What I didn't see was any of the ag that you might get.
Proper ag,
yeah, like
yeah,
in the crowd. Not like fighting, but just abusive enough. That's all part of football. Shove your GoPro up your ass. It's good. It's
it was
fun.
Weird. They were saying something about the podcast as well. Your podcast shit or something like that. But it was good. They said it to a songy way. And it was at that point, I turned around and I gave them a little clap and they all went, hey.
Yeah, I like that though.
Constructive banter, constructiveness
is
decent.
It was absolutely class to be there. And it's just got a nice feel to it.
Yeah, it does.
Because it's been nearly 20 years since I went to the race course.
Yeah,
and obviously with the LDV.
I think that's what, so the, you know, Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds are massive on talking about the community and the fans and the atmosphere and how much it means to the city. And that's the bit that's probably become so apparent to me just since signing. Like I say, it's been like, what, 5 days now? And that has just rang through so fast. Like, I'm turning up to training and I'm finishing training and leaving, and there's always fans outside. There's always people there. Well done. Nice to see you back, all that. Just want to talk about as well after the game. So, obviously, we've won the game 3-0. Great performance. Everyone's buzzing. Everyone's so happy. And I was the first one to go and do some press conference. By the way, I got the man of the match from the sponsors upstairs. So I had to go upstairs and collect like a bottle of Prosecco. I was never man of the match, by the way. I didn't have too much to do, to be fair.
Who got man of the match?
On the pitch, I think it was Barney. Barney got it on the pitch.
Barney,
he was brilliant.
Eh?
Yeah, my boy Barney. He was brilliant, to be fair. He was lovely. Played up right wing back. He did. It was fantastic. But they gave me the man of the match, probably just as a welcome back, basically. So I had to go upstairs and talk to a load of them. But Dennis Smith was there, who used to be my manager at Wrexham, all those years ago, 18 years
fantastic.
Ago. So that was nice. It was nice to see him and see all the fans and just see how sort of excited and buzzing they are for it. Because I don't know if people have watched the Welcome to Wrexham documentary. I think when you watch the first few episodes, especially, it's a bit negative, isn't it? It's a bit, they're a bit sort of run down as a football club. And the way that the fans view it, they view it as a team that are going nowhere, basically. And they're a bit disheartened with it all.
Ownership.
The ownership, everything. And then contrast that to where they are today, there's a genuine buzz about the place. So anyway, I'm going off on a tangent, but the game's finished. And then eventually I come back downstairs and I've got to walk out the tunnel onto the pitch and go and do another press conference. But as I was walking out through the tunnel, Ryan Reynolds was walking back in through the tunnel with his wife, Blake Lively, and the kids. And straight away he just came up to me and he went, "Fuzzy." And he kind of like grabbed my shoulders.
Was that the first time you'd seen him?
That's the first time I'd seen him, yeah. "Fuzzy. Oh, well done." And he like gave me a big sort of man hug sort of thing. And he was so nice. So he's just class, just like a normal bloke, genuinely, yeah. Just proper normal. He'd obviously had a good day because the team had won. He was buzzing, absolutely buzzing. Like, he was like, "Fantastic performance. The lads were brilliant." And then we were just chatting gump, really. Introduced his wife, Blake. She was lovely, absolutely lovely. It was just nice, mate. They're a nice family. They really, really are. And then on the way out again, saw Rob McElhenney. And again, he's, like I say, when I say about wearing it on his sleeve, you can see how much, like, he's the same. He's buzzing. He's like, "Oh, come here." But he's just so over the moon. He's like, he even said to me, he said, "Yeah, fantastic. We need to get promoted. We'll get promoted. We'll do this." And he was like, "And then what are you doing next season?"
I love that.
I'm like, I don't know. Calm it down. I don't know. But no, they're fantastic. They're proper owners. They are. They're proper owners. And Wrexham are so lucky to have them, mate.
And I want to talk a little bit about the game itself. So a few observations from me.
Oh, God.
Right, okay.
From your, come on,
astute,
give me
astute football knowledge.
Astute goalkeeping, right. Observations.
Not goalkeeping.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Nice.
Bentoza. Player.
Mate, throw.
Throwing.
We've got to talk about his throw.
Oh my God, the way he throws the ball.
I've never seen anything like it. So guys, cast your mind back to Rory Delap at Stoke City in his pomp when he was at his ball throwing, ball slinging heights.
Yeah.
Yeah? And Tony Pulis was just using him like a weapon, a vicious, vicious weapon. Bentoza is even better than that.
It's
Bentoza is further than that. He is throwing it. He is genuinely throwing it
back to
like
England.
A missile, like a Scud missile, to the past the back
post. Yeah.
I couldn't
believe it.
It's still crossbar height, yeah. Going past the back post. Yeah. This is unseen.
It was unbelievable.
So the goalie who played for York on Saturday, he's actually their second choice goalie. Ethan Ross is the normal first choice goalie. This goalie's 6'7". Yeah. This goalie was 6'7". And any time Bentoza got a throw, he would go up, take the throw. And I'm thinking, "Oh, mate, I'd hate to be you. I would hate to be you." Yeah. Every single throw is a genuine...
It's a threat.
It's a chance to score is what it is. It's a genuine chance to score, right? It is incredible. So I was watching this goalie and he's trying his best to come for stuff. We've got big lads who are man-marking him, stopping him coming. It is horrible. It would be horrible to try and play against that. I was so happy that he's on my team,
yeah.
Honestly.
He's a cracking player,
he's a great
he?
Player. And even as a defender, like he's so... Because he's a bit older than the other two defenders, he reads the game a bit better. Mm. So there were times times where I noticed that he saw a player running, a bit of a threat, trying to make an in-behind run, and he would already preempt it, step across, or he would run with, whereas the other two are kind of a bit more focused on the ball. Yeah, it's sure. The way it goes. But yeah, he's fantastic. He's a great captain as well.
Yeah, I want to talk about Paul Mullen, because he's a jack in a box. He's a
dirty little dog is what he is. He is not just Paul, the rest of the team included in this as well. Honest as the day. Genuinely honest as the day. They work so hard. They don't dive. They don't mess about. They don't moan at each other. They don't nag. They just do the job. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They just do the job. And if somebody misplaces a pass or doesn't do what the other player wanted him to do, it's not a fling your arms in the air and moan. It's no worries. Let's get the ball back and let's go again.
The front two, I mean, the whole team worked really hard, but the front two worked like dogs.
Yeah.
And
then
Paul Mullen, like, as soon as he got the ball, heads up.
Yeah.
As soon as he gets the ball, heads up.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's like, obviously, I've seen him in training the last 2 days and his finishing ability is not even in a question. But his work rate is just will to want to win and want to get the ball. And there's so many players on the team who are so happy to try and win the ball. Yeah. I've seen it so many times over the years where there's players who they don't really want to win the ball because they know they might get a kick on the ankle or something. They'll just sort of make it look like they're putting their foot in. Every one of the lads on Saturday wanted to win the ball, so they would go that extra bit and really stretch to put their foot in. And I'm watching thinking, this is so nice. This is so... And they've got genuine quality as well.
Yeah,
genuine quality. Don't get me wrong, the pitch was decent. It was decent, to be fair. It was a windy day. The conditions were quite tough at times. So we made a point of saying, basically, play what you see. Don't always try and do it long. Don't always do it short. Mix it up a little bit. But they try and play football. And when we played football, we were just blowing it past York.
Yeah, you played really, really well. And then one final one, Ollie Palmer.
Ollie Palmer, go
mate,
on the big
because he's 6'5", right? This is probably the best compliment. Like a player like him.
Yeah.
He's a handful.
A handful,
he
mate.
He is just a handful.
I know. That's what I mean. That's the beauty of it.
Terrorizing.
Paul Mullen works perfectly with a Ollie Palmer or a Sam Dalby, the kid that came on. Sam was brilliant when he came on as well. But they just got this, it's that big and small partnership, basically, because Paul Mullen will run in behind every single day of the week. But you could go through all the team. You could go through all of them and name individual
players.
Well,
we will over the coming weeks, won't we?
We will, and you can name them, and you can talk about them, you can say how well they've done. But the togetherness of it for me is what makes me so happy that I decided to do this, because it wasn't an easy decision, was it?
No.
I remember, you know, when this came through on Wednesday morning, it was a wow, do you really want to go and do this? It's a fantastic opportunity, but it's going to be a bit of a, you know, you're going to be tired, it's going to be a lot of traveling, a lot of football, but no, I've got to say I know that I've made the right decision.
It was great to see you back out there, mate. It really was.
It was great to be back out there. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Hopefully the remaining 7 games can go as well as what the game did on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, we'll do another update kind of episode towards the end of the season. We'll try and get Tubes in for it as well. But
yeah, we'll do a bit of all sorts. We've got a 2-week break now, haven't we?
We have.
We've got a nice little 2-week break. I think it ties in nicely with football, really, because, like I say, I'm getting pulled pillar to post. We've got a lot of games over the Easter period, which is going to make it very busy. But
it might give us the opportunity to film quite a big podcast.
It might give us the opportunity. We might have one up our sleeve, which would be an absolute banger. Definitely.
Any guesses?
Definitely the biggest name we've had on the Fozcast so far. So looking forward to that. We've got some monsters lined up, haven't we?
We've
got some current Premier League footballers. We've got England internationals. We've got all sorts lined up. It's going to be a banging season.
Good times ahead.
Good times ahead for sure. This season's been incredible. I've loved it, as I always do. You know that. And we will see you in a few weeks' time, hopefully when we're still top of the league and smashing it at Wrexham. Up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast. Look at that Wrexham lager. Cheers all.
Thanks everybody for watching. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of the Fozcast. Don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify. Up the Fozcast.